What's interesting about the Move Ahead Washington proposal and how the House and Senate Democratic leaders have structured it is that it doesn't have a bonding component. So it doesn't require a supermajority vote of the House or the Senate to pass. It only requires a simple majority. And I believe they know that they have the votes to pass this. And so the question is, can we make a compelling case to get Confluence Parkway included before it goes to the governor?